Hey folks, what's a crack? It's Gareth McLinn here with your latest episode of the Pre-Construction Podcast. With a week that is coming up, which is Women in Construction, I thought that we should get one of the stars of last year's podcasts, Mansi Pitcair, on to discuss women in construction. We talked a little bit about it in her first episode of the Pre-Construction Podcast, although that was much broader on a variety of other topics. This time I wanted to dive deep into women in construction and dive deeper into one topic in particular that she discussed, which was the missing 33%. So the reason, or the fundamental reason, that women in construction fail to get to C-suite and above is this 33%, and Mansi goes into it in great detail. So a big thank you to Mansi for that. Listen, enjoy this episode. As always, folks, and my marketing team keeps kicking me, asking me to ask you to subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcasts. Seemingly, it gives me better ranking on Apple, on Spotify, on YouTube. So if it helps me, great, and it allows me to deliver better content and deliver better guests. So please do that when you get a chance. Now, without further ado, let's get over to Mansi. But as always, let's hear from our two sponsors, Beck Technology and Concentric.
Hi, I'm Steve DeLordo, founder and CEO of Concentric, the first holistic platform for pre-construction. As a former executive officer of one of the largest general contractors in the U.S., I've experienced firsthand the challenges the industry is facing, particularly in pre-construction. Pre-construction is still a highly manual and fractured collection of processes. Essential information is kept in ad hoc, scattered spreadsheets and documents, which really limits the understanding and hides the full picture of a project for all those involved. Concentric is here to change that. Our 360-degree platform unites data, workflows, and people. With Concentric, you and your team can access real-time insights and data, assess and mitigate risk to ensure a successful project outcome, and most importantly, unlock the enormous capacity of your talent and your data. To learn more about Concentric and to book a demo, head to our website, concentric.com. That's spelled CONCENTRIC.com. Concentric, it's pre-construction recalibrated for the modern builder.
Mansi Pitcair, welcome back to the Pre-Construction Podcast.
Thanks for having me again.
Lovely. Well, the feedback was that good, Mansi, that we needed to get you back on and dive a little bit deeper into two topics in particular. The first topic is one that's close to your heart. It's also very close to the Pre-Construction Podcast's heart. I'll tell you why, because I believe that women in construction and women in pre-construction make it a better place. Because I think we need to be better at selling it, especially the pre-construction side of things, because there's a misconception in the market, in high school, in colleges, that construction is all muck, dirt, bricks, hammers, hard hats, whereas not. And it's people like yourself we need to get on, talk about it, and expose it. So tell us a little bit more about women in construction, because I know yourself and McCarthy are big advocates.
Absolutely. So completely agree with what you said. I would just add and say that women make it a better place regardless of which profession you're in. So I think we as women, we have so much to offer, bring so much to the table. And yes, it is a topic that is very close to my heart and very close to McCarthy's heart too. So I'd love to discuss more.
Brilliant. Well, you were at a conference. You were at two conferences. You were at Advancing Pre-Construction, which I was at as well, which was a fantastic conference. But before that, in Phoenix as well, you were at a Women in Construction conference. Tell us what that was like, how well attended it was, and what were the conclusions or what were the big takeaways?
So the Women in Construction West Coast conference is the one that you're referring to. It's been held in Phoenix for several years at the Wild Horse Pass. And I am actually on the board for that conference. So It's a privilege and an honor to be able to participate in that way. So, we as McCarthy put up two panels, and obviously, it's a Women in Construction West Coast Conference. So, it's 100% focused on the development and networking opportunities that we provide for the women that attend and the men that attend, because we have a good number of male participants as well. So one of the panel topics, I actually moderated that panel topic. The name of the panel was The Missing 33%. And it's a topic that hasn't been explored much, at least in the construction industry yet. And just to give you a little bit of synopsis on that, women perform as well as or better than men. Women have great interpersonal people skills, yet we do not see that percentage of women be the same as men in the C-suite positions. As women start climbing up their career ladders, that percentage that keeps rising keeps dropping. And that makes us think, what is that missing skill? What could that be that prevents that vertical growth for women, whereas it doesn't do it for men? So we dug a little bit deeper and found that the missing 33% is actually business acumen. It is understanding your business's model and what your company actually does and what is their strategy. That is the missing piece, which I don't think that women are exposed to the same way as men get exposed to. So we dug a little bit deeper into that topic, had a fantastic conversation. We had some powerhouse panelists that were industry veterans, not just from McCarthy, but also from external firms, including design and consultants. So it was a very, very good conversation, and I'm hopeful that the women that participated in the conference learned something from that and are actively trying to engage with their businesses and understand what it is that their business does in order to, climb their own ladder of success.
I love
And
it.
then the, yeah, thank you. And then the second panel that we put together as McCarthy was a career lattice instead of a career ladder, which is moving into parallel positions, if you will, within your company, within different departments, that allows you to get exposure to the different facets of your business. And it helps you build that business acumen that we addressed in the missing 33%. And it just rounds off your development, in a way that you couldn't have done if you just stuck to, let's just say, one department or one location of your company, right? So the rounding out of your personal and professional development is super essential to, make sure that you're going to get to your career goals. So both the topics were very well received. Other than McCarthy, obviously, there were other panels that were put together by other companies that sponsored the event also. And they were also focused around talent and development, if you will. And there's lots of networking opportunities, and so many wonderful women from across the spectrum attend. It's just a fun, fun, fun conference.
Brilliant, love it. And that word network is so important. It's so important. And like you're doing today, Mansi, is coming on and talking about it and talking about how wonderful it is. Let's just go back to the missing 33%. I mean, it fascinates me that that was the conclusion. And I love the solution behind it. And if you were back now and you were giving advice to the younger pre-construction or the women coming into construction, how would you go about kind of solving that or forming a solution to do that? Would you advise them to try all different departments when they're young, or to just, if they're in pre-construction, to go and speak with the operations, the finance, the marketing, the business development, go themselves and use their initiative to go and find out more about it?
I would say it's a little bit of, there's a little bit of balance, right? You're not necessarily have to do everything when you were young. But what I would say is have a curiosity and make sure that curiosity in you is, thriving. And when you're curious, you're going to find that you end up, asking more relevant questions and get answers that are more meaningful, make connections that are more meaningful. Yeah, walk up to, your finance department or marketing department and offer to shadow somebody when they're through, be pushing a deadline. But do it with a balance. I want to say that there is a fine art of being curious. You can sometimes come across as, being annoying. So that's why I'm saying be like, have that fine balance and be curious, but always say yes to those opportunities that are going to come your way when out of that curiosity. If somebody says, oh, you're interested in marketing, you want to come spend a month with us, say yes, because that'll open the door to so much learning that couldn't have happened in your own department. So I can't say enough about saying yes to these opportunities.
Yeah, and funny you say that, Mansi. The amount of successful people, and this is just pre-construction because obviously that's the world that I live in. The amount of men that are highly successful, the one commonality that I get from all the interviews that I do is the men have always said yes. They've always been given an opportunity or asked to do something outside of their wheelhouse. And they've just gone yes, and they've pivoted at some stage. Now, they may have come back or they may have just stayed in that track, but they've also always said yes, and they've pivoted more than once in their career. So that's interesting, and that's great advice.
Yeah, that is, I agree with that. As women, we are full of self-doubts. And it's a common finding, everybody probably knows this, that a man, if offered a position, even if he feels 20% ready for it, he's going to say, yes, I'll do it. And if the woman is at 90% readiness, she's still going to say, oh, but I'm missing the 10%. How am I going to take that job and run with it? But you just have to say yes. Say yes. And there's wonderful opportunities waiting out there for you.
Love it. I love it. And give us an idea, Mansi, just from your own perspective, because I look at McCarthy and we had the wonderful Colleen Martindale on as well in the civil side. I mean, there's a lot of women in McCarthy as well. What do you put that success down to?
I put that success down to company culture. I think McCarthy has great culture. And Colleen and I are a part of an employee resource group that is called McCarthy Partnership for Women. Our goals are recruiting, developing, and retaining female talent, and just on the whole, holistically making construction a lucrative career for the younger women that join our industry. And we just are focused and centered around, those principles that we want our women to thrive in whatever they choose to do within McCarthy and prepare them if they were to leave to thrive outside as well by, attending the events that this resource group puts together. There's a lot that goes into it, and we have so much support for everything that we do with McCarthy Partnership for Women from our leadership. And our leaders are 100% invested in this whole cause, and together, we've been able to do some very good things for, the development and retention of our female talent.
Oh, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, Mansi. It's pretty evident that it's working. And then just if someone's listening to that, I get a lot of kind of junior to mid-level, even graduates listening to the podcast. What are the advantages to women in construction?
There are too many advantages that, I would run out of time here if I started listing all of them. The biggest advantage to women in construction is that we bring a different perspective. Our perspectives are so much different than men, and you get the best results when you have diverse perspectives in the same room. I think that as women, we bring the softer emotional side to the whole business equation. And I think that's something that construction definitely benefits from.
Yeah. And this comes back to my other point as well on the pre-construction side. I mean, I believe that pre-construction, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is more suited to women as well because they are so detailed. They're so passionate about anything that they do. I think that we're missing a trick in advertising specifically pre-construction to high school students, to graduates, to people in the trades, to people outside of the construction industry. Am I wrong on that? I mean, what do you see? I mean, basically, the good question would be, what's the best part of your job to give people a flavor of what they would expect as a woman in pre-construction?
So I don't look at it from a gender point of view. It takes a very special person and a special skill set to do pre-construction. But I think as an industry or as the college curriculums get built, you're right. We are not exposing our construction management students to the pre-construction aspect of you know, construction, because everybody that is going to school to do construction management either wants to become a superintendent or they want to become a project manager. And nobody talks about pre-construction, which is super critical to the success in the construction phase, because if you don't set up the job right during the pre-construction phase, there is no way you're going to succeed in the construction phase, right? It's like anything else in life. If you do put in a proper planning, thorough research, that kind of an effort, the outcomes are going to be exponentially better in whatever it is that you do. Now, as far as pre-construction being better suited to women, I don't fully agree with it, because in McCarthy, we have a lot of women that are in operations that are thriving. It's a matter of getting the team aligned with yourself and your personal needs, you know, at that time in your life. For example, if you just had a baby and you're in operations and your whole team knows you've had a baby, they're going to be there to support you. And this happens at McCarthy. There's people there that are there to support you. If you have a doctor's appointment, you need to just say the word and somebody's going to jump in there and take care of whatever needs taken care of. And you're able to go to that doctor's appointment or go watch that game that your child is participating in. It all boils down to communication, openness, and transparency with your team. And regardless of whether you're a woman in operations or if you're a woman in pre-construction or scheduling or marketing or whatever it is, it's the whole family feel that is present here in our McCarthy culture that allows for that growth to happen no matter where you are. So my only ask of women would be, if you don't ask, you don't get it. So you have to say, hey, I need to leave at 3 o'clock for my son's soccer game, and I'm going to pick up where I stopped when he's done. And now with our work, you know, the way it is, we can be remote and still get a few things done. So there is now flexibility that's come into our walls, especially post-COVID, you know, that I think that not only pre-construction, but women can also thrive in operations. But traditionally, you're right, pre-construction does offer the fixed, you know, the time, like 8 to 5. That exists in pre-construction, doesn't always exist in operations, but there's ways around that. So I'm going to say, do what you're passionate about. Don't come to pre-construction because you think the hours are better, because let me tell you what, they're not. We go through so much churn in pre-construction that I honestly think I'm working when I need to work. I mean, if I need to work after dinner, I'm working on my laptop. So I'm not necessarily agreeing with the fact that, you know, our work ends at 5. It doesn't. There's just so much work, fortunately, right now, that's not a true statement.
Yeah. And you're right.
But do whatever you're passionate about.
That's it. But the main kind of message there, and I totally agree with you, is there's a place for women in construction, whether it's operations, BIM, 100%. VDC, pre-construction. And you're right as well. Bid day doesn't finish at 5 o'clock. It's it can be a hectic week whenever that bid has to be in. And to kind of speak again to the audience, what's the most satisfying part of your job right now, Mansi? Because generally we hear about how difficult pre-construction is, how pressurized it is, and estimating about getting the bid right. But what's the most satisfying part of it? Because we don't hear enough of that.
So full disclosure, I have ADD. I can't stick it out on a job site for 2, 3, 4, whatever number of years that it's going to be built on. I like the fact that by being in pre-construction, I get to touch pretty much every project that McCarthy SOPAC is going to work on, right? And that to me is the most satisfying thing, that I get to see so many different designs touch so many different projects. And every milestone of the design is like typically 3 months or so. So that works perfect with my attention span, because after 3 months, I'm looking at something different or an evolved stage of the document. So it's different than just being on the job site. But the best part is being involved in all the cool projects that McCarthy is doing here in California.
Brilliant. I love it. And is there a memorable moment so far in your career? I know you're only getting going, Mansi, but is there a moment or a project that sticks out in your mind?
The Denver Art Museum that Beautiful. I worked on when I was with Mortenson is definitely, you know, up there with me. It was a wonderful experience, beautiful project. Each time I see it, and now I'm in California, but at that point I was in Denver, but there's so much pride, like, hey, I worked on that. Or that's the level of finish on the drywall that's inside, you know, this part of the building. So when I think about all of that, it's just, there's so much pride in, you know, past projects. Or the Long Beach Civic Center that I did with Clark, you know, that's another one of my favorites, because there's you put in so many hours into the design and the constructability and choosing the different materials. And then when you see it all come to life, you know, that's just amazing. And the same thing for the Skechers headquarters here in Hermosa Beach that McCarthy's built on. You know, there's so much pride when you're just driving down and you see those buildings. It's like, oh, that's my project. You know, that's, and I'm sure people in construction can relate to this. There's so much pride when you walk by or drive by one of yours. It's like, you know, your own, it's like your baby.
Yeah, I love it. And that said, it's about the detail as well, especially in pre-construction, obviously operations as well, but being able to like almost go through it in your head about how many products you went through in relation to the facade, but you chose that one because of these three or four reasons, right. Sustainability reasons. I mean, that's the other topic that you discussed. If anybody hasn't heard that one, I'll put the links in the show notes. But listen, Mansi, for women in construction, you're absolutely really passionate. You're a privilege to speak to. I want to thank you. Keep speaking up for pre-construction, for women in construction, and we're privileged to have you on the Pre-Construction Podcast.
Thank you so much.
Stuck in spreadsheets? Tired of the endless loop of copying and pasting? Now imagine all your estimating workflows in one program. Beck Technology's innovative Destiny Estimator software streamlines the entire estimating process. With intuitive tools and powerful analytics, you can create accurate and reliable estimates quickly and easily. We understand the challenges pre-con teams face because we were born from construction. When you are ready to streamline your estimating effort, visit us at beck-technology.com and talk with a tech expert in a Destiny Estimator demo today.
Well, folks, there you are. A brilliant, frank episode of the Pre-Construction Podcast from Mansi. A real insight into women in construction and a real insight into what's working well, not only within McCarthy, but also externally with the groups and the committees that Mansi is on. So a big thank you for that. As you can feel for her personality and character, she's always open to helping people at all levels. So if you have any questions, any follow-up questions, please feel free to reach out to her. I will put her LinkedIn profile link, a link to her LinkedIn profile, in the show notes below. And again, once again, thank you from me, from the team here at the Pre-Construction Podcast, for listening, helping us get better.